Hello, this is Brooke Folk, your host on WCBC Worldwide, which we are, Celestial Broadcast Communications, which it is astonishingly what it sounds like. Celestial communications from angels from the highest celestial realms, not to be classified as religious programming, but spiritual it is. Angels are not respecters of dogmas and creeds of orthodoxy. And today's celestial message from my special co-host in spirit, Jesus. The title of the message, Jesus Speaks of the Pentecost. Medium, Al Fike. The location, Indio, California, of May 11th, 2017. My gracious God, may all your good blessings come to these earnest souls in this world, that all light and comfort and love to be your gift to them, for they labor hard upon this path, seeking truth, seeking to be a channel of your love to others. They labor hard to come to know you and to be with you. May they be blessed in the fullness and the richness of your promise, that in time their souls may be redeemed in love, and their souls may be remade in love, and come into at-one-ment with you, beloved God. Beloveds, my sisters and my brothers, I am Jesus, and I come to give you a teaching, for I've heard amongst my brothers and sisters the desire to receive the Pentecost, that great and mighty fire that flows into the souls of mankind in their earnest desire for this transforming experience of love. To understand why the disciples received the Pentecost, you must understand the conditions in which this experience unfolded in those moments of time in prayer when they were together, earnestly seeking, earnest in every way to receive the blessings of God. You must remember that I was crucified upon the cross before this experience came to my disciples, and in this they were distressed and traumatized by this great loss and event that was unexpected and difficult to assimilate. They felt that their future had been dashed upon the rocks as my blood was shed, so their hopes drained away with my life. And then they received once again an awakening of their faith as I transformed my spirit body into flesh and walked upon the earth for some time and spoke with them and told them of the truth once more. But this time they heard my words. They were eager to know. Their attention was fully upon what I had to say. For after such trauma came renewed hope, a renewed desire to know the truth of God's love. And in my teaching them for this one last time, they received the insight that they required. That is, indeed, this blessing of the essence of God within their souls that will bring a man to the transformation of their souls from mortal to immortal, from human to a divine angel, and so my mission accomplished. I left once more, and this again brought a disturbance amongst my disciples, who thought I would walk the earth as an immortal and supernatural being, and fulfill what they thought was my destiny, to be the prince of their country, to be the Messiah of their world. So in their confusion they came together in earnest prayer, very earnest prayer. They sought solutions. They sought God. They prayed for the inflowing of his love within their souls, for the insight that they needed to know what to do. They were lost, confused, and in their earnestness, that deep earnestness rising from their souls, each one with that single voice, Father, touch me, open me to your love, show me the way, light my path, came a great rush in response to their earnestness, a rush and a touch of love so powerful, so wondrous, that indeed each of these souls received enough of the divine love to bring a deep healing and transformation within them. The Pentecost came to them, as it is known today. My beloved souls, do you have this earnestness? Are you crying out to your Father in heaven to receive this great rush of love? Are you open enough? Do you desire enough the transformative touch from God that was received by the disciples at that time? as you come together in this place of luxury, of abundance, of joyful interaction and love together. In many ways, your needs are met. You do not feel in crisis. You do not feel in crisis of your soul or your faith. Instead, you feel a joy and a certain amount of longing within you for more. This is not wrong. God wants you to have joy, the experience of life. But if it is your sincere desire to receive the Pentecost, the depth of your longing, the breadth of your desire, the capacity of your souls to open and to receive this gift of the Pentecost, that must be far greater than any of you here are feeling and desiring to receive. I did not say this to condemn you, my brothers and sisters. No. You know my love for you is deep and abiding, but I tell you, you must know of what you pray for, and you must feel the depth of that prayer from the very depths of your soul, from the very yearnings of your heart, that you may be fully open to the Creator. In this opening comes a great vulnerability and an acknowledgement of those conditions within your souls that are not in harmony with God. To cry out, not in joy, but in fear. To cry out in confusion. To cry out tinged with error. Yet within you, you know the truth, and you live this truth as best you can in this world, a world that resists truth, resists love, resists the truth of redemption through love. Yet you, so drawn, my beloved, so drawn because within your heart and within your soul is a knowing, an understanding, a measure of faith that this is what you require to live a life that is spiritually complete, a life that will give joy in the midst of darkness, insight in the midst of confusion, truth in the midst of error, and above all, love for all your brothers and sisters in this world. In this, you are all my disciples. In this, you serve God. I call upon you to continue in your search, your yearnings for truth, your prayers for love to continue. And with each day, may the intensity of your desire for this, in your prayers, in your efforts, be doubled and redoubled, until you come to that point where the Pentecost is assured. You will then have the transformation of your hearts and all parts of yourself, and truth will be as easily obtained as reaching to pluck fruit from the tree. For it will be before you, laid out before you, because you have the eyes to see, the awareness to comprehend, the desire to receive. This is because your soul will be so full of the Father's love that nothing else will obscure this, so that you will know, you will see, you will feel, you will have been awakened by God. This awakening is not necessarily done through the Pentecostal experience, for in many cases, it is a gradual experience, bit by bit. You continue to inch your way forward to this awakening within your souls. But those who are blessed with the Pentecost will find great, great benefits and will come to know the will of God. The will of God will be clear and unambiguous. For a soul awakened knows far greater than the greatest minds on your planet. A soul awakened knows truth. A soul awakened has the capacity to love so great, so beautiful, that their mere embrace upon you will give healing and upliftment. The words they speak will speak the simple truth. Their presence will be known. All of you, my beloveds, have this capacity to know how you will get to that place of awakened soul expression. So I too pray for your experience of the Pentecost, my beloved brothers and sisters. But you must realize that when you pray for this and it does not come, it is not that God does not wish for you to have this experience. It is that you are not ready to receive it in this way. The burning desires of your hearts are not fully expressed to God. You are human, often distracted, often naive in your expectations, often ambiguous regarding your spiritual progression. But do you know your true soul, my beloveds, the true desires of your souls fully and completely? This is what you must seek. This is what is important at this time in the world. To have those individuals in this world who are awakened in this way will be a great boon to mankind, will help lead mankind from the darkness and the error that is here in such intensity, to bring light, to bring healing and comfort to the many, many millions and billions upon this planet who are suffering, who walk in a land without the waters of life, dry and parched. They don't even know their own thirst. They don't know where to turn to receive the sustenance that they so desire within their souls. You must awaken them, my brothers and sisters. You must awaken mankind. This is God's plan for the salvation of mankind, to bring each soul to a place where they understand what this is that they need in order to nurture all of themselves. For mankind has learned how to nurture their minds, but they have no idea. So many have no idea how to nurture their souls. So this task I place before you, my disciples. First, can you come to that place of soul awakening? Can you come to your Heavenly Father in such a way that His touch will awaken all the wondrous gifts that are in you, the capacities for perception, the great channel of love flowing clearly and abundantly through you, the great and intuitive understanding of truth? Can you come to this place, my beloveds? Are you willing to step forward in this way? If you are, you know that we, the angels of heaven, will surround you and support you and inspire you and protect you. You know that God's great hand is upon each one of you. The only thing that holds you back from the awakening of your soul is you. Your inability to have that faith, that trust, that awareness, that all you essentially need is God, and with God, all else falls into place. With God, your life becomes transformed. With God, all that is within you becomes transformed. This is between you and God. Every soul has their path to trod. Every soul is challenged in many ways to come to a place of purity and love. We understand this. We see you. We see you in great depth than you see yourselves. And we see within you a seed about to burst, a great growth within you that will bear much fruit as you walk in this world. Allow this seed to sprout. Allow yourselves to grow and stretch and to awaken this new life that God has placed within your souls. May it truly awaken and spread into every part of you and your lives. And in this, God will use you in many ways, many capacities, many opportunities, many roads to take and doors to open, many souls to encounter, many truths to express and to be spoken, much healing to be given, and comfort and love. It is like this dam of love, these living waters, is about to burst, and all of you are placing yourselves in front, holding it back. You feel the capacity, the pressure of this great awakening coming, yet in your heart of hearts, many of you are fearful of the effects of this water rushing over you, carrying you forward. What will you lose, my brothers and sisters, in this? What will you lose? You will gain far greater benefits than what you will lose, as this great dam of love bursts and carries you forward. It is not destructive, but healing. It will bring change. There is no doubt about this. What it is that you can hold on to at this time that is so precious, so important that you cannot let go, and allow God's mighty river to flow forth, carrying you where you are meant to go, a life that is meant for an awakened soul. I speak to you very earnestly, my brothers and sisters, disciples all. I speak to you in love. I speak to you because I continue to challenge each one of you to greater love and greater understanding, to walk in this world as my disciples, disciples of truth, disciples of love. This is a quality of the divine love, my beloveds. It challenges. It says, come to harmony. Come to God. Remember this, beloveds, for each of you must come to harmony, and each of you is on that great journey towards God. I will be with you, I will lead you, and I will bring my love and my light for each one of you as you continue to struggle and meet this challenge and overcome these barriers and learn how to love in this world so bereft of love. God bless you, beloveds. I am Jesus, and you know how much I do love you. I love you dearly. God bless you and keep you in His light. God bless you. You have been listening to one of a few personally created podcasts where Divine Love Celestial Angel messages are featured. For more information, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com, new-birth.net, celestialbroadcast.com, and soultruth.ca. This is Brooke Falk, a Divine Love lit soul for you, and this has been a Divine Love Chapel of the Air Worldwide Celestial Broadcast Communication, WCBC.